Good morning. This is Talking Animals, but not your regular edition of Talking Animals. In fact, it's the Talking Animals annual holiday animal song special, a purposely unwieldy name for a show we've been doing for, I guess, a better part of a dozen years every December right around this time. And the premise is, given that the animal songs of one kind or another constituted, at least in the old days, kind of one of the key elements of Talking Animals, we put together a show entirely devoted to Christmas and or holiday-oriented animal songs. And indeed, to pull off this conceit, I've long needed to rely on various versions of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and a couple of renditions typically of Run, Rudolph, Run. And I'm guessing so far the way things are shaping up this year will be no exception. But I also try to present some less obvious nuggets, including one or more suggested by WMF music director The Fabulous Flea, as he's done for the whole several years that we've been doing these shows each December. So today's program will also include reading what I call the Dorothy Strauss Christmas Message, which is probably familiar to past listeners of this special. Either way, I'll explain more about that a bit later. So we'll kick it off with a new number, new to us at least. It's one of those that suggestions that the Flea passed along that I really liked. It's a rootsy number. It seemed like a good way to kick things off here. It's the Reindeer Stomp by John Calvin Brewer on Talking Animals on WMNF.
Do you recall that most important reindeer of all. Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, had a very shiny nose.
Hey, Rudolph.
And if you ever saw it, you would even say it blows.
Adjust your set. It's the Talking Animals annual holiday animal song special, continuing now. Incognito as ever with Sia. That's Kacey Musgraves. Is there nothing that woman can't do? Just came through town not too long ago at the Amelie Arena. By all accounts, turning an amazing show right behind another strong album. And yet right here, doing a joyous holiday song about hippopotamus. And that's pretty good. Thanks, Kacey. We're also here to share with Run Rudolph Run, one of our versions today that we'll hear, but hopefully not too standard. Sia also with Puppies Are Forever. And the Brian Setzer Orchestra before that with Rockabilly Rudolph. And kicked off the show with Reindeer Stomp from John Calvin Brewer here on Talking Animals. It's the Talking Animals Annual Holiday Animal Song Special. Purposely unwieldy. We love saying that. We love trying to trip ourselves up, but we often do. So, again, if you just tuned in late, this is a special kind of devoted to animal songs that are all holiday-oriented in one way or another. And later on, we'll do the reading, as we do every year for, I guess, 10, 12 years at least now at this point, of the Dorothy Strauss message. I'll explain more about that a bit later on. And you might be wondering, well, why aren't you doing your animal songs or holiday songs next Wednesday, which will be Christmas Day? But I actually won't be here next Wednesday, Christmas Day, and actually the following Wednesday as well, New Year's Day. Luckily, Bev Capshaw will be here, hosting in my absence. Always a treat. And she has already a great show lined up for next Wednesday, the 25th, Christmas Day. An interview with Tiffany Neal, founder and president of Tips Pack, which rescues dogs that are in dire situations. And she also is a regular contributor to Rescue Me and just basically sort of a local hero that Bev's so great at finding and speaking with. So she'll talk to Tiffany about how she got started, what keeps her going, and more. So that's next Wednesday, Christmas Day, December 25th, obviously, on Talking Animals here with Bev Capshaw in my stead. So sometimes Talking Animals, the regular version, and the crazy once-a-year holiday animal song version intersect in some way. This next song is going to be an example of that. In September, I interviewed Marianne Guzdal, who's the CEO of Advocates for Service Animal Partners, Inc., which is a Tampa-based national nonprofit dedicated to securing, protecting, and advancing the rights and responsibilities of service animal handlers and the businesses they promote. So we had a really good and illuminating conversation. But Marianne is also, in a different guise, part of Marianne and Martin. We've played in the past over the years one of these holiday animal songs with a piece called Listen, I'm Blitzin'. So it felt like it was only fitting that we come back to do that again today. So it's Listen, I'm Blitzin', from Marianne and Martin here on Talking Animals on WMNF.
Well, you've all heard about Rudolph. At the North Pole, he steals the show. When he walks in a place, everyone knows his face. He always leaves with the prettiest doe. Well, it's gotten a few of us others angry, and me more than a little irate. So let's get one thing clear. I'm more than just a deer. I'm part of the original eight. Listen, I'm blitzin', and I'm fixin' to kick some reindeer booty. Listen, I'm blitzin', and this Christmas song is for me. Now Rudolph, he's got his own song and his own yearly show on TV, where he saves a day by guiding Santa's sleigh, and we're all supposed to jump up with glee. Since then, he's been acting kind of snotty, what you might call a little stuck up. So Donner and me, we're gonna drink two or three and then go out and shoot us a buck. Listen, I'm blitzing, and I'm fixing to kick some reindeer booty. Listen, I'm blitzing, and this Christmas song is for me. Well, they should have given Rudolph a brown nose for all the kissing up he does each year, saying, Santa, you look great. Have you lost some weight? May I please guide all your reindeer? Now, Rudolph, your 15 minutes, they're over. And pardon me, Rudy dear, if I'm crass. For although it glows, you can take that red nose, pucker up and kiss my reindeer. Listen, I'm blitzing, and I'm fixing to kick some reindeer booty. Listen, I'm blitzing, and this Christmas song is for me. Listen, I'm blitzing, and I'm fixing to kick some reindeer booty. Listen, I'm blitzing, and this Christmas song is for me.
Dropped out of reindeer school. He joined the Merchant Marines cause he couldn't fly. Lord, the reindeer was a heck of a guy. He set sail across the seas. He's gonna set the world on his knees. He got a tattoo of an anchor and chain. He got homesick, so he came back again. He got a job in a Beech Grove bar, checking IDs and parking cars. He'd always let those young girls in. And that's about the time that the trouble began. Well, Santa Claus, he came to town. And he'd been known to throw some bottles down. He'd get liquored up and stay out all night, just chasing skirts and starting fights. But old Lloyd had a girlfriend. Santa Claus was moving in. He kissed her on the cheek and she batted her eyes. That's when him and Lloyd, well, they got in a fight. Well, Santa Claus never could fight fair. He'd hit below the belt and he'd pull your hair. Lloyd hit him with a left and a right. Then that dirty Santa Claus went and pulled out a knife. That's about the place that the story does end. Poor old Lloyd's been walking with a limp ever since. Santa Claus, he was a better man. Now Lloyd's got a wooden leg with a kickstand. Lloyd the reindeer sure was cool. He dropped out of reindeer school. He joined the Merchant Marines cause he couldn't fly. Lloyd the reindeer was a heck of a guy. Lloyd the reindeer was a heck of a guy.
You've all heard the story about Rudolph and his nose, but I'll tell you a Christmas tale that never has been told. Well, you may think you've heard it all, but you ain't heard nothing yet about that crazy Christmas that the North Pole can't forget. Rudolph was under the weather. He had to call in sick. So he got on the horn to his cousin Leroy, who lived out in the sticks. He said, Santa's really counting on me, and I hate to pass the buck. Leroy said, hey, I'm on my way. And he jumped in his pickup truck. When Leroy got to the North Pole, all the reindeer snickered and laughed. They'd never seen a deer in overalls and a John Deere tractor hat. But Santa stepped in and said, just calm down, cause we've all got a job to do. And like it or not, Leroy's in charge, and he's gonna be leading you. And it was Leroy, the redneck reindeer, hooked to the front of the sleigh, delivering toys to all the good old boys and girls along the way. We're just a down-home party animal, two-stepping across the sky. He makes jingle bells with a rebel yell and made his ride was over. Leroy had changed their tune. He had them scooting a hoof on every single roof by the light of a neon moon. Saddle wrapped his bag with a Dixie flag. He was having the time of his life. And you could hear him call, "Merry Christmas, y'all, and all of y'all a good night."
It's Talking Animals, annual holiday animal song special where we try not to do anything or go too far without the eels. WMF.
Get off your sled and go to bed. Don't you ever tire. Throw a bone, I'm finally home. Curled up by the fire. Snow is falling from the sky like ashes from an urn. Sweet dreams, my little one, now it's my turn. Well, Christmas is going to the dogs. We'd rather have two toys than your rocks. When things aren't looking very good, it's true. Just lay here and chew. Now when I sleep, I like to dream of rabbits in the snow, jumping right into my jaws from their rabbit hole. Take one home and set him down right next to your shoes. Wake up to a big surprise, my gift to you. And Christmas is going to the dogs. We'd rather have two toys than your logs. When things aren't looking very good, it's true. So I'll just lay here and chew.
A mouse without a name, till he did a deed so very gift for Santa Claus? Who's the one who wrapped a piece of cheese up with his paws? He's the little fella with the biggest heart in all the house. Is it any wonder Santa named him Santa Mouse? He's the one who once was just a mouse without a name, till he did a deed so very kind when Christmas came. Who's the one who thought about a gift for Santa Claus? Who's the one who wrapped a piece of cheese up with his paws? He's a little fella with the biggest heart in all the house. Is it any wonder Santa named him Santa Mouse? Is it any wonder Santa named him Santa Mouse? Is it any wonder Santa named him Santa Mouse?
Riding on his sleigh, and he's called Jingle the Cat. So the reindeer say, Jingles makes the sleigh bells ring while the reindeer play, and together they all sing, jingling all day. He makes the bells go ding-a-ling-a-ling as Santa counts each toy. You can hear the ring-a-ding-a-ding if you're a good girl or boy. Jingles, the Christmas cat, has a wish for you. Merry Christmas, one and all. Happy New Year, too. Santa has a Christmas cat riding on his sleigh, and he's called Jingles the Cat. So the reindeer say, Jingles makes the sleigh bells ring while the reindeer play, and together they all sing, jingling all day. He makes the bells go ding-a-ling-a-ling as Santa counts each toy. You can hear the ring-a-ding-a-ding if you're a good girl or boy. Jingles, the Christmas cat, has a wish for you. Merry Christmas, one and all. Happy New Year, too.
Pretty cool with Jingles the Christmas Cat on WMNF here with the Talking Animals annual holiday animal song special. In our next set, we're going to hear at least one or two long-standing faves, including a song about an Italian Christmas donkey, maybe a Christmas crocodile, We're not sure. We're just sort of winging it here as we do every year. But right now, let's hear a classic song, but at least by a great guy with a great version. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer here with Mitch Ryder on Talking Animals on WNF.
This is take 17.
Or a different song.
Children sing and clap their hands, and Dominic starts to dance. They talk Italian to him, and he even understands. Cumanas and cumparas, they dance a tarantella. When Santa Nicola comes to town and brings a giugiarì. Hey, jiggity jig, it's Dominic the donkey. Jiggity jig, the Italian Christmas donkey. Oh,
That's Los Lobos with Rudolph the Manic Reindeer here on Talking Animals with the Talking Animals Annual Holiday Animal Song Special. We also heard in there Vinnie Bonavici and his Italian-American band with Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey. And there, too, was the Fab Four with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Okay, so anyways, we're going to forge ahead without that. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Dorothy Strauss Christmas message, or so-called. My mom was a huge, huge Christmas nut and decorated the house, got into the spirit of the holidays, to say the least. And one part of this, sort of a centerpiece of the decoration, was this wall hanging that went up only around Christmas time. And it was this kind of prose poem. We never knew at the time who the author was, so it was just listed as attributed to Anonymous. I later found out who did create it, and I'll get into that in a sec. But I want to read you as a little tribute to my mom and sort of a cool holiday treat. All right. So it goes like this. This Christmas, mend a quarrel, seek out a forgotten friend, dismiss suspicion, replace it with trust, write a love letter, share some treasure, give a soft answer, encourage youth, manifest your loyalty in word and deed, keep a promise, find the time, forego a grudge, forgive an enemy, listen, apologize if you were wrong, try to understand, flout envy, examine your demands on others, think first of someone else, appreciate, be kind, be gentle, laugh a little more, deserve confidence, take up arms against malice, decry complacency, express your gratitude, go to church, welcome a stranger, gladden the heart of a child, take pleasure in the beauty and wonder of the earth, speak your love, speak it again, speak it still, once again.
North, where the air is cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. A really famous cat, he's all dressed up in red, and he spends his whole year working out in his sled. It's the little Saint Nick. But she walk it toboggan with a four-speed stick. It's candy apple red, it's got the ski four wheels. And when Santa hits the gas, you can watch him peel. It's the little Saint Nick. It's the little Saint Nick.
Rasta reindeer. Rasta reindeer. Rasta reindeer. Rasta reindeer.
Through the snow at the frightening speed,
with a half a dozen beer and a Rudy to lead.
He got to wear his goggles, cause the snow really flies,
and he's cruising head for head with a little surprise.
It's the little Saint Nick.
And calling names, they never let poor Rudy join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudy the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, mit your nose so bright, won't you guide mine sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudy the red-beaked reindeer, you'll go down in history.
It's the Christmas Crocodile. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's the Christmas Crocodile. He carries presents in his jaws. Down by the equator with his buddy Jerry Gator, he helps old Santa Claus. It's the Christmas Crocodile. He'll leave presents by your feet. But don't you worry, 'cause he's in a big hurry and he don't have time to eat. It's the Christmas Crocodile. He swims with presents on his back. Where there ain't no snow and Santa's sled can't go, he delivers from Santa's sack. It's the Christmas Crocodile. It says, pinch, pinch, pinch. Don't worry your noodle, that'll eat your toy poodle, 'cause he don't want to be a Grinch. He came from Africa all the way to America, and though we don't talk like him, we're gonna let him in, 'cause we're all immigrants, and that's what makes us great. Santa is one too, and those presents just can't wait. It's the Christmas Crocodile. He tosses toys with his tail. He'll throw them on your deck, then continue on his trek down the Lake Okeechobee Trail. It's the Christmas Crocodile. He's gonna bring me a violin, but he won't eat the sheep while baby Jesus sleeps, 'cause that would be a sin. It's the Christmas Crocodile. He carries presents in his jaws. Down by the equator with his buddy Jerry Gator, he helps old Santa Claus. It's the Christmas Crocodile. See that big toothy grin. When his job is done, he'll relax in the sun until Christmas comes again. When his job is done, he'll relax in the sun until Christmas comes again.
All right, that's the Christmas Crocodile. Local references galore there, obviously, with the Big Cheese Band. And we heard Dean Martin in there with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and some other cool nuggets. And some things we meant to play and some things we didn't mean to play necessarily, but that's part of the fun of winging it. Every once a year we do this show again, the Talking Animals Annual Holiday Animal Song Special is winding to a close, and I want to just acknowledge that the thing I read that I attribute to my mom, we later found out was written by Howard William Hunter, and that's the author of that beautiful Christmas and otherwise piece. Great way to live your life, certainly. So coming up, we got Conversation, the great show hosted by Mario Nunez and Joe King Carter. After that, it's back to more music with Jim Vann at 1 o'clock to 3. Nancy C. after that from 1, 3 to 6. And then our great block of Latin music kicks in. So, again, Bev Capshaw will be here next week. And the week after, I'll be gone those two Wednesdays. Look forward to seeing you. Now looks like January 8th. And I wish you all the best, you and yours, for the holidays and the new year. And stay tuned for NPR News headlines and the conversation coming up here on Talking Animals on WNF Tampa.